Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Who remembers those days of getting the newspaper as early as possible, spreading it out, and looking to see who had passed them a trick? It was a South African tradition. It's a tradition that's been going on for years and years and years. But unfortunately, it seems as if that tradition has come to an end. Mort Burger-Schmidt, the Director of Competition Law and Head of Data Privacy at Vaxman's Attorneys, is going to help us make sense of this. A very good afternoon to you, Mort.
Afternoon, Chad. I hope you well.
We well, thank you, and I hope you well. And I know we're already in the second week, but compliments of the season to you.
Absolutely the same to you, mate. It'd be a blessed year to all of us.
So more the days of us looking at the names and those newspapers being collected as the guy delivers them just after midnight. Have we seen the back of those days?
You know, this is actually a polarizing issue, and I've discussed it with a couple of my colleagues in the office as well. So if we take the emotion out of it and think about what, from a legal perspective, you know, I am not exactly sure why the Department of Education would say that, you know, they're not publishing anymore based on the Protection of Personal Information Act, POPIA, having come into effect and force. You know, POPIA provides for the fact that if you publish the information of a child, so under 18s, you need the consent of the parents. And for the rest, there are various other lawful bases for processing of the information. And one has to ask ourselves, isn't this maybe in the public interest? And on top of that, please, you need to remind ourselves that the newspapers aren't publishing names anymore. That changed a couple of years back already. So what are we actually talking about? Exam number and the results linked to that exam number. So I think there are a lot of things that we ought to unpack, and it seems to me that this is a very narrow interpretation of the legislation. Besides the fact that if we read the press release from the department, it now also talks about the dignity, privacy and dignity in terms of the Protection of Personal Information Act. Now, to be frank, the act doesn't refer to the word dignity at all, so I think we need to take a step back and reinterpret where we're coming from in terms of this issue.
You make a lot of sense. I think there was so much confusion come June 30th, 2021 with the introduction of the final sections of POPIA that so many people have gone overboard. I remember that scramble with the Facebook groups and the WhatsApp groups, and everybody was sending out the most bizarre, ludicrous disclaimers that actually didn't even cover the processing of personal data. And I think there's a massive misunderstanding, and perhaps government should have taken the time of perhaps putting out infomercials on public broadcasting television and radio stations to educate the public more about POPIA, because it's not this all-encompassing act. And like you said, there's no mention of dignity. That we talk to the Constitution about. We don't talk to POPIA about that. And of course, you've made a very valid point that for a number of years now, we actually haven't seen student names. It's a unique number that they know they may share with friends or family, but we as the general public do not know. And that type of data sharing has got absolutely nothing to do with the act. So let's move on from the matric aspect. We now have this thing from government. We're not going to be seeing the publishing of matric results because it's a breach of privacy and dignity. We know that is actually quite just a bizarre outlook. They may not understand the aspects of the act. Let's talk about POPI as a whole. Would you agree that the POPI Act, in terms of the way it's been rolled out, has not been communicated effectively to the average Joe on the street?
I cannot but agree with you that there is great confusion in terms of what this act actually entails, and, you know, also the application of this piece of legislation. There's no way to argue around the fact that your exam number, or then your name when that used to be published, constitute personal information. And yes, the legislation deals with personal information, but, you know, there's a lot that goes a lot further that we need to understand and interpret. And it is high time that people actually get their heads around the fact what this legislation actually requires. And it's not only you know, Joe Soap and each of us that need to try and understand what the legislation is about. But I think, you know, government institutions in general need to understand what this legislation is actually about. We read so often that people use papier as an excuse not to release information or refer to papier as an excuse for not publishing information or not communicating information. And this is a problem because papier doesn't put up a massive, complete, absolute restriction on personal information being disclosed, personal information being shared, personal information being analyzed. But there seems to be this perception in various areas of the commercial business and amongst, you know, the general populace that since you've got a right to privacy, this is an absolute right and you can claim that and to no avail will anyone else have access to your information. That is an utter fallacy. The right to privacy is not absolute. It must be balanced against the other rights in the Constitution, but more so, you know, the legislation clearly provides for certain authorizations, for certain exemptions, for certain exceptions in terms of dealing with personal information and when one is allowed to actually process personal information. I'm not saying it is not important to protect personal information. In fact, it is extremely important to protect the privacy of individuals, but that was part and parcel of a balancing act and a balancing test that must take place. And then there's something that we need to not forget about, and that's the legitimate interest of data subjects and businesses or the society in general and the public interest. Now, I want to pull it back to the matric results. Can one not argue that it's in the public interest for society to actually clearly see, you know, what was the results from the matric exams, to test it and verify the correctness thereof if someone wants to do it? You know, we need to realize that if an individual should sit now and pull various little pieces of information together, you can identify the specific learner. But shoot, that is quite an exercise to do to identify a specific learner. So there is personal information, but is it in actual fact information that will allow you and I to identify a specific learner if we just pick up the newspaper?
Some very valid points that you've raised, Amor. I especially enjoyed the fact that you raised the fact that there's no such thing as an absolute right. That's why we have Section 36 of the Constitution. And more importantly, when one looks at Section 14, which relates specifically to privacy, we understand why there's a need for privacy, but we also understand why there's a need for exemptions. And if people were educated by government, if government took the time to explain why PAIR, for example, is now under the control of the information regulator along with PAPIR, it's because they are now responsible for the information coming in and the information going out, and there is a right under certain circumstances for information. But the point you made about being able to measure the correctness of those results, be it whether we know the individuals or not, was an exceptionally valid point.
May I be so facetious this early in the year to say, fortunately, you've got the lawyers at Worksmans and the team to help you to understand this since it is not dealt with properly. But if we look at PAIA, the Promotion of Access to Information Act and PAPIA, it is quite necessary to combine those two pieces of legislation under the banner of one regulator, the information regulator. And the reason being is that in South Africa, not only individuals are afforded the right to privacy, but also juristic entities. So every single company has got a right to privacy. And PAIA specifically deals with the information, company-specific information. So companies have got a right to deem that, or that is private information of the company, and to refuse access to that information under certain circumstances. And PAIA caters for that very succinctly. At the same time, PAPIA deals with the information of individuals as well as juristic entities, and the right of a data subject, i.e. an individual or then a company, to inquire about the information anyone holds about that individual. But, you know, it's these little messages that is important for the broader education function of the information regulator to communicate that to society and actually uplift the knowledge and empower everyone in the South African society with the necessary knowledge as to what the privacy legislation, what rights it affords them, and but also what obligations it introduces to each and every single one of us. It's very easy to complain about a big social media network abusing allegedly personal information. But then, you know, each one of us should ask ourselves, to what extent do we freely give away our personal information? And if you give your personal information away freely, can you then turn around and complain if someone pulls this into an algorithm to build a new business case or come up with a new business solution? Herein lies some ethics and but responsibilities but on all ends to deal with personal information.
Amor, I think you've summarized something that we could chat about for absolute days. I look forward to chatting to you again about this very, very interesting topic. Now that I have your details, make no mistake, I am going to be in contact with you. And thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day further.
Amor Burger-Schmidt is the Director of Competition Law and Head of Data Privacy at Vaxman's Attorneys.